The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
For 25 years, the Bailey Lighthouse has been in direct eyeline from the house of John McCulkin, co-creator of Riverdance. An inveterate photographer for decades, he's used the very best of cameras and lenses over the years to capture images everywhere from the United States to Palestine. And in recent times, he's turned to the iPhone to test its capabilities and to capture photos of the lighthouse and its surroundings from his own vantage point. These photos have been curated by John to make up an exhibition which is happening on October the 14th until the end of November. It's called Spotlight on the Bailey, and it's actually being held in John's own cottage overlooking the Bailey Lighthouse. John is here. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Pat. The exhibition has been held in House Restaurant in Holt, not in the cottage, but in any event.
I thought you were inviting people into your house.
No, I don't think so.
And there'd be a queue a mile long.
No, it's in the House Restaurant in Hoth. I did one there before for the RNLI called Hoth Horizons. So I started taking these pictures nearly 10 years ago on the iPhone with no intention of it being for an exhibition.
Now, the iPhone has changed in those intervening years. Oh, I mean, you've
dramatically
iPhone
changed.
10. What one did you start with? The iPhone 10?
I was starting on 10. I'm now on 16, but the quality of the iPhone and the dynamic range is just incredible over the number of years. And I have a mentor, Peter Gordon, who's a distinguished award-winning photographer. And Moya suggested I do an exhibition. I said, iPhone, I'm not sure. But anyway, Peter looked at them and I said, do you think the quality is there to mount an exhibition with these images? And he said, it's a fantastic concept. And the images are great. So he really helped me. So I can see outside the window of my kitchen, I can see the Bailey, I can see the light coming and going, I can see the sky, the sea. Yeah. And it's about capturing the light at a very specific moment, because it doesn't often last for long. So I can look and think, oh my God, that's an amazing sunrise. Oh my God, that's amazing moonlight. And over the number of years, winter, summer and fall, I photographed precisely the same location. And I have selected with Peter 20 images. And you think, oh my God, they all look the same. They look so different.
They look so different. Yeah, I've seen some of them. And the idea being that the sea is so changing anyway. I mean, even on one day, you could get four or five different
even
images.
Even in 1 hour sometimes.
Yeah.
You wake up and you look like an amazing sunrise. And like 4 minutes later, that incredible light is changed or gone or not there. And I go away with Peter Gordon and groups on workshops around Europe and around the world. And we're always going out at dawn looking to capture the light of a sunrise on mountains or on lakes or rivers. And sometimes you get good light and sometimes you don't. So it's a game of chance. But my advantage here at the Bailey, because I'm watching it, I can pick up my iPhone and I'm on the location taking the picture within 30 seconds. And I don't use a tripod, and the quality is extraordinary.
So your trembling hand lifts the...
No, if it trembled, wouldn't be good. Wouldn't be good.
Well, the iPhone can correct for that, by the way.
Yeah.
I think it can.
Yeah, they do.
What normally would you have used before for such enterprises?
Sony and Olympus and I have a Leica. So all top-end quality cameras with lots of lenses. Now I'm just using a Leica because it has a fixed lens in which, with a very high pixel count, you can crop and have it at different focal lengths. But for this, I didn't start out. I never thought it would be an exhibition. I just thought it was, and I sometimes send people the pictures. But the range and of light that you can see, the range of weather, I have snowstorms, I have moonlight, I have sunrise, I have sunset. And if I say so myself, and other people have said, they're quite stunning. So they're being mounted, they're being hung today in-house, in the official opening, is next Tuesday. And I'm a great supporter of the RNLI. I think they do incredible work in saving lives, volunteers, amazing people. And the fundraiser, there's a woman called Rose Michael. And I've worked with her and she's great. So we have a little team helping me to put this exhibition together. And people then can come see them hanging on the wall. I have a printer standing by. And when people want to print, they just order it by name. And
it's done instantly.
Well, we send it to the printer and he prints it and he sends it out to the purchaser.
I thought when you said you had a printer on standby, there was a machine in the house and you would print off instantly.
No. That sort of quality-wise probably wouldn't work. And logistically would be a bit of a nightmare. So this guy prints and frames. We send him the addresses of the people who've bought the pictures and he posts it to them.
Now, people who are interested in photography will be wondering, do you employ the Apple iPhone filters and tinker with your work?
Not
really. Are they pristine you took them?
Not really. I don't do filters and too much tweaking. I don't like that look. I like them to come out of the camera as naturally as I took them. Sometimes I can increase brightness or contrast and the minor things that you would do, but there's a little bit of Photoshop to crop them to exactly the same size. Peter suggested to me that they should be square, all the same size, and as they're hanging around the gallery, that will tie them all together.
So they're all square rather than
portrait? Yes, they're square, yeah.
Okay, so they do need to be therefore cropped.
They need to be cropped a little bit, but the exact spot that I stand is very close to, on the iPhone, close to square anyway.
Mm. How many images are you going to have there?
I'll have 20 images there, and it's a limited edition. We're only going to sell 50 of each image so that people, and I'm hoping that people will like them so much, and particularly host people, that you could buy maybe four as a collection because they're so different and complementary, the images.
Is there a Joycean connection here somewhere?
There is. James Joyce wrote about how, and Buck Mulligan and her name.
Stephen Nora, you're talking
Nora
about Nora Barnacle.
They had intimate relations on Hoth Head.
Yeah.
And oh, yes, she did. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And yes. And
I thought she was on Sandymount Beach. But
as well. But she was
she did everywhere.
Promiscuous. James talked about the snot green sea. And one of my photographs has a green sea. So there. And in Finnegan's Wake, the snot green sea, the scrotum tightening sea, James Joyce said. So there's a photograph that represents that. And the Bailey was opened in 1841 and several ships went down and sank just off the coast. Most notably, the PS Queen Victoria. It sank on a stormy night in February 1883. 80 passengers and crew died. So I've always attracted to the idea of a lighthouse. It's a light shining out into the night to guide sailors and boat people on their way to a safe harbour. So there's something emotional about that, and there's something emotional about attempting to capture what the emotion is on the night or on the time, that it's not just a photograph, that it's a photograph capturing emotion.
Yeah, and then, of course, the RNLI called out in all weathers to rescue those in distress may have tried to make landfall using the lighthouse and came a cropper.
That's exactly right. And the RNLI do an incredible job. And I've been out with them on their boat a couple of times. So I have an enormous respect for them. And whatever the profits are from the selling of these prints will be going to the RNLI. Donald Skeen, my dear friend and neighbour, is opening the exhibition in Hoth.
He the chef.
He is the chef, the television chef, superstar. And he's his father and his family were all involved in as volunteers with the lifeboat.
Right, so there's a kind of a circular connection.
There's a connection there. Mm.
Riverdance still going apace in some part of the world?
Yes, it is. It's now, next week it's going to Taiwan. And then we start a year-long tour in the UK and in the United States. We start in Florida in January and we're going all year in America and all year in the UK. So thank God, who'd have thought? That's the 30th anniversary tour.
My goodness, yeah, and the appetite undimmed for
undimmed.
The show.
I mean, in some cases, we were in the gaiety, as you probably know, all summer. And that was our 20th year in the Gaiety. And we did better business, had a better reaction to the show this summer than ever.
Okay, well, that's one endeavour, a large endeavour, yeah. And a smaller endeavour at the House Restaurant in Howth, opening on the 14th by Donal Skeen, an exhibition of photographs called Spotlight on the Bailey, as curated and conducted and created by John McColgan. John, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.
Thank you, Pat Kenny.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.